The problem of wudu or ghusl for the ladies is like any other man, except when they are in their monthly period, they are being exempted from salat. Average is 7 days, and this is called al-haid, and she is being given the title al-haid. Therefore, any lady in her monthly period is average 7 days, exempted from salat, and luckily she is not to make salat later on after she is being finishing from her menses. But at the same time, during her monthly period, she is being exempted from fasting. But while she is being exempted from fasting, after her monthly period is over and after Ramadan is over, she is going to go and fast again, but not to pray again. Now, when she is over from her monthly period, of course she has to have a full shower in order to be ready for salat and have the intention for wudu, and then make her wudu and then go and pray regularly. But she is exempted from repeating the salat that she missed in that 1 week. Now, there are some ladies, naturally, their monthly period, her menses, may exceed more than 7 days. Most of the fuqaha and ulama and the Muslim scholars and religious leaders have said she can count every 7 days. After 7 days, it is not a regular haid. It's called istihada. And istihada means liquid is still being discharged, and she should look at that color of the liquid that is coming out, and most likely it is not reddish like a blood, but it's a mixture between bluish, pinkish, yellowish, and this is not really haid, it is istihada. It's not menses, it's a discharge of extra liquid that is coming out. What should she do? Go and then clean herself momentarily, have wudu, and pray. In case, God forbid, that even if she makes wudu and then momentarily another liquid discharge, she can put any type of diaper, you may call it, for her in order not to wet her underwear, and have wudu and have salat. Now, the same thing is applied for delivery. After she delivers her baby, if it is normal delivery, means she will have a bleeding of blood, and the maximum number of days is 40 days. So in these 40 days, she is being exempted from salat and from siyam. And after that, she will go and have the ghusl, shower, clean herself, and then go and pray. But she is exempted from making up those days that she has missed. But siyam, fasting, she has to go and then also make the siyam again, because siyam is once in a year, 1 month in a year, but salah, 5 times a day. Out of the mercy of Allah, He made it so easy for her.